By now, the Atlantic Yards project was supposed to be well underway, and the Brooklyn Nets were supposed to be in the middle of their first season in their new arena. But developer Bruce Ratner hasn't broken ground or even secured the financing. Instead, he's exploring ways to cut the arena's billion-dollar price tag. Ratner's already decided he won't start the project's marquee skyscraper known as Ms. Brooklyn until he finds an anchor tenant. WNYC's Matthew Sherman takes a closer look.
Lee Anderson is a writer who has been living on the edge of a sunken rail yard for 10 years now. In 2003, she learned her four-story apartment building was in the middle of a developer's dream for a basketball arena and 16 apartment and office buildings, one stretching about 50 stories in the air.
Okay, so the left of the building is an empty lot that used to be a warehouse, and to the right of the building is an empty lot that used to be an apartment building. Well, a warehouse.
About 2 years ago, Forest City Ratner began knocking down the empty buildings it owned, but left about a dozen standing. The landscape looks like a ghost town after the gold rush. But about 20 holdouts still live where they always lived.
It's supposed to be temporary during the period of construction, but now construction is totally halted, so we have essentially a big gaping hole where there used to be a bridge, and then a temporary bridge a block away, and nothing's happening.
Anderson is part of the reason nothing is happening. She and other rent-stabilized tenants sued the developer to block the seizure of their homes. They lost, but two other cases are still in front of judges. Lawsuits always cause trouble for developers. Partly, Ratner thought no one would want the bonds until the lawsuits cleared. But now that the country is in the midst of a recession, few people want bonds, period. When Bruce Ratner bought the New Jersey Nets in 2004, this isn't the way he imagined it.
Our sense is that it'll take about 3 years. You're losing my voice here. It'll take about 3 years to build the arena. So.
Mayor Bloomberg was also optimistic at the time.
Virtually, not 100%, this is New York, but almost 100% support of this project just tells you this is going to go through.
Even politicians representing liberal districts, like City Councilmember Bill de Blasio, got on board. The project was larded with social benefits. One part of the proposal called for setting aside approximately 2,000 of the complex's 6,000 apartments, about a third of the total, as rent-regulated units. 900 of them would be reserved for families earning less than $36,000 a year.
Over. Jobs now. Jobs.
Forest City Ratner said it would employ 1,500 construction workers a year while the complex was being built, and hundreds of people would work there once it was finished. But those benefits are being postponed, too. The work stoppage in November has left supporters frustrated.
First thing I thought is, well, gracious, we got to wait another 6, 8 months, a year, you know, before the shovel goes into the ground. And that's not really good for our community.
James Caldwell is the head of Build Brooklyn, a nonprofit job placement organization largely funded by Forest City Ratner. The group used to hold meetings every Tuesday evening so people could drop by.
Well, you know, we was averaging somewhere in the neighborhood of 40, you know, 50 people coming in.
But Caldwell stopped the meetings last year because he didn't know what to tell people who asked when work was going to start in earnest.
You keep trying to, you know, give them dates. Sooner or later, they'll say, well, all he's really doing is crying wolf. You know, he really don't know. Then they'll go back and tell their friends, well, I don't know if this thing going to get done or not. And we don't want that word circulating in the community.
Caldwell says he has given up on predicting when work will start. Forest City Ratner maintains it will break ground this calendar year. But the company would not make any executives available for an interview, nor would Empire State Development Corporation, the state agency sponsoring this project. A Bloomberg administration official, Seth Pinsky, wouldn't speculate on when the project would be finished, but he says it will be, eventually.
The one thing that anyone who's lived through the history of New York City real estate knows is that New York's real estate market is cyclical. And during the down cycles, people despair over the fact that nothing's ever going to get built for decades and decades. And then the boom returns and things sprout up out of the ground.
But Atlantic Yards is a little different from other New York real estate projects. It was sold half as a private real estate development, half as social welfare. That's how public officials justified the $300 million in direct aid and numerous other advantages that government will provide for the project.
For those thousands and thousands of people will have a place to live in the years ahead. I want to say thank you.
Marty Markowitz, the Brooklyn Borough President, was one of the most exuberant early supporters of Atlantic Yards, even though he played no formal role in its approval.
To earn a living, which they richly deserve.
The Borough President still believes in Atlantic Yards. He blames opponents for pushing the project back into a bad economy.
It's all I could say is keep the faith, because in spite of attempts by those that frankly couldn't care whether you get your affordable housing or not, we are fighting the good fight to the best of our ability against these kind of odds that no one anticipated.
Opponents contend the project wouldn't have attracted so much litigation if it had been more responsive to the community's objections. Rulings in two lawsuits are expected this spring, though there's no telling what other appeals may be in store. In the meantime, Ratner has to figure out just how long he can hold out, whether he can wait out the lawsuits and the bond market. It looks like he will continue losing more than $20 million a year so long as the Nets play in New Jersey. He is also fighting rumors that his star architect, Frank Gehry, has left the project. Officially, the company says Gehry is still on board. The Nets are slated to open in Brooklyn by the end of 2011, and the entire project will be finished by 2018. For WNYC, I'm Matthew Sherman.